Good morning, everyone. I hope you're doing well. I'm just waking up, and I'm looking at the day. Today is Monday, which can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions, and I give you answers to the best of my ability. I have so many questions in front of me, so I'm just going to jump right into it. Let us see. Pluto is asking a very interesting celestial question. Which one is your favorite? Sun or the moon? Oh, it's hard. I'm going to say the moon between the two. I think the moon's a prettier celestial body. It's also ours. We have ownership of the moon. It's our moon. So I'm going to say the moon. Like, we share the sun. It's kind of like a communal celestial body. So I'm just going to say the moon because that's very personal to me. I feel like we have a real connection with the moon. It controls our water. So I'm going to say the moon. Also, I like looking at it more. I can't stare into the sun. I can stare into the moon. For all those reasons, I'm going to go with the moon. I'm going to assume you mean Pluto as in the former planet and not the dog. But either way, I love the name. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, would you ever date a single mom? Yes, and I have before. So, yes, I guess is my answer. Thank you for the question, Anonymous. Let's see. Anonymous asks, how come you're getting sick so much? Aren't you caught up with your vaccines and everything? I also got COVID over the holidays, so your COVID audio was the best medicine. I'm glad my COVID audio was a good medicine to catching the COVID. I don't know why I catch it so much. I've been really good. I wear a mask all the time. I'm caught up with all my vaccines, minus like the Omicron one, which I haven't gotten yet because I don't know. I don't know why. I have no excuse for it. I should have it by now, considering how many times I've got COVID. I don't know. I'm just deeply unlucky, I guess. I don't know. I'm asking myself the same question. Trust me, when I'm laying in bed and I'm like, why do I have this again? All I'm asking myself is, how did I catch it? But yeah, I don't know. If in the future there's like a machine that shows you who got you sick so you can like blame them, I would love that machine. Someone invent that machine so I know who to blame for every time I get sick. That's all I want to know. I just want to know who gave it to me. I want to just know so I can direct my frustration in that direction. Anyway, I'm feeling much better now. I hope you're feeling much better now. Thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Oh, Anonymous asks, hey Kay, as a person with parents from the islands, what are some of your favorite foods that you grew up eating? Kiss cakes. Ooh, anything Kiss. I love Kiss. So good. I had like Chubbies. Chubbies were like the shit. I love Chubbies. I don't know which is my favorite flavor. Probably Chubbies Solo. Solo's really good. Bus Up Shirt, Parata, Doubles, Royal Castle. Oof, Royal Castle's really good. What else? That's off the top of my head. Yeah, those are like the things. If you could give them to me now, I would totally eat all of those things. I'm pretty stoked on them. In terms of Doubles, I'm more of like a Barra guy. I like the Barra. Barra's really where it's at. Barra's so good. Oh my god, Barra's great. I'm just a sucker for bread. So if you give me great bread, I'm happy. Jerk chicken's also pretty good. I'm here for some jerk. Give me some good jerk, yeah. Off the top of my head, those are basically the things that I'm like craving constantly that I can't get in the States. At least in like decent quantities. Unless you go to like a West Sydney stores or something. Anyway. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Briley asks, when you get down and upset at yourself, what are some coping mechanisms that you use? I think the first thing I have to try to do when I'm like upset, especially specifically with myself, is to be kind with myself. I think that's a big one. That's a hard one. I think it's something I'm working on still is, being kind. Cause I think, before we can expect kindness from others, we really should be able to do it to ourselves. We need to be able to show ourselves the behavior we should be expecting in others. And one of those things is kindness. And I think being kind and gentle with yourself when you are in high stress or vulnerable states is really important, because at least for me, I have a tendency to be very self-critical and very hard on myself. And I have to learn to have a kinder voice to me. And something I'm working on, something I think I've been working on my whole life is building a much more kinder rapport with myself. But I think that that's a big one for me in terms of coping and regulating is trying to get my internal dialogue to be a positive one. Not only like in terms of like outcome, but also in terms of myself and having like a positive self voice. Because that's a really hard thing to do. And your inner voice really does dictate how you feel and how you look at situations and stuff. So trying to get that inner voice to be a kind one, a kind, gentle voice, I think is so critical. And it's something that, at least for me, didn't really come natural. Like, my tendency was to have, my inner voice was really mean. It was really mean and very harsh. And like, you like very much like a, I don't know. He was very much about like, you know, you have to do this. And like, there was no negotiating with it. It was just very much like a very forceful voice. And it was really bad in situations of high stress and stuff. And it wasn't helpful. It wasn't facilitating the things I needed. So I think one of the big things that I was working on was really developing a kinder self voice. And I think that's done a lot. That's done a lot in terms of the way I deal with situations and the way I interact with them. And my outlook into situations moving forward. So I think that's like one of the easiest things you can do is really try to like get a kind inner monologue. I hope that helps. I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much. Thank you for the question, Briley. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Jasmine asks, not sure if anyone's asked this, but do you have any tattoos? And if you don't, would you get any? Oh, man, if you were following me before the pandemic, you know I was very close to getting a tattoo. I was like on the precipice. I had exactly what I wanted, had an artist, had all of it. Then the pandemic hit and I didn't do it. I wasn't in the same city where the artist was. The artist went to a different city and I was just like, well, that was the person I wanted to do my tattoo. So once I go to LA, I'm not going to be able to get, that's like the only way I'm going to get my tattoos if I go to LA and, go to the artist I wanted to, because that's literally the only person I want doing any ink on me, because it's forever, and I'm very, very picky when it comes to art, and especially the art I'm going to put on my body. But I was basically going to build a sleeve, was my initial. But if I don't do that, I'm really tempted to get something on my hand. Oh, I'm so tempted to get something on my hand. Yeah, if I don't do a sleeve, which is what I was initially going to do, I'm probably going to do something on my hand or probably something on my wrist, maybe. Yeah, so probably something on my wrist or on my hand or on my, like, forearm. Yeah, but not really wrist, like, forearm would be kind of where it would be at. It would be, like, a forearm tattoo. So, yeah, either forearm or hand. I have, like, a really good one I kind of have for my hand. But, yeah, either those are the kind of two if I end up going... And I don't get a sleeve because that's what I was initially going to get. But that's so much ink at once. I don't know. anyway, Jasmine, long story short is, yes, I would love a tattoo only by one artist. And if I can go see them and they have time for me, then, yeah, I'll totally get it done. But, yeah, thank you for the question. In college, though, I will put this slight aside. In college, there was a dude on my floor that was giving out tattoos. He was literally, like, he bought a tattoo gun and he was just like practicing, and a lot of my friends in college got one and I didn't, and I was like, I was always really close to getting one from him, but the tattoo would be so janky because he gave, like, they weren't good tattoos. He was giving like really jank tattoos. So I'm kind of glad I didn't get one, but I mean, part of me is kind of bummed. Maybe like if I got like a smiley face or something, I would have enjoyed it, you know. But yeah, that was like the only other time I was very close to getting a tattoo, and I didn't. So anyway, thank you for the question, Jasmine. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, good morning. Hope you slept well. I did. Just a random question, but do you have a big forehead? I don't think I do. I would say no. I don't have a big... I have like a normal... I think my forehead is proportional, like, to the rest of my face. Yeah, I don't know. I think my forehead is, like, the appropriate size. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Maddie R. asks, let's see. A few rapid fire questions. All right, I got this. Sleep with socks or no socks? No socks. Yeah, sockless. Manual or stick shift? I'm pretty sure that's the same thing. Oh, I think you mean automatic. It's hard. I mean, where am I driving? Because if I'm driving in LA, give me manual. I do not want to be driving stick in LA or in London. Oh my God. Or any major city, New York, London, any Miami. Good Lord. I don't want to drive in any major city doing stick. But if I'm driving like open road, if I'm driving from like LA to Vegas, yeah, give me stick. I want stick. If I'm open road and I can put my foot down, if I'm driving Montana, yes, stick shift. If I can go fast, give me stick shift. I'm like, that is, I don't know. Stick shift really does make you want to just like, I don't know. It channels Vin Diesel for some reason, and I love it. So yeah, if I'm driving fast, give me stick. But otherwise, manual. Coffee before or with breakfast? With breakfast. Yeah, I'm not a before breakfast. I'm having coffee with food. And that's it. Love you. Have a great start to the new year. Oh, thank you so much. You too, Maddie. Let's see. Cass asks, hi, curious, if you had to banish one forever, which would you choose to keep, cake or pie? Why? Oh, pie, easily. In 2 seconds, pie. Yeah, pie. Oh my God. I couldn't live in a world without apple pie. That sounds terrible. Like, I can live in a world without any cakes, but you give me a world without apple pie? It's not a world I want to live in. Yeah, oh my God, yeah. I don't even need cakes. I'm not even thinking about them. Pies all day long. Oh, I love me a good pie. And pies can be like basically cake too. You know, you can get like, banana cream is basically like a cake. Yeah, I'm going to say pies. Pies all day long. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it, Cass. Oh, let's see. Secret agent Randy Beans asks, which fruit gives you the most anxiety? Oh, easy. Mangoes. You might be like, why mangoes? Have you ever picked mangoes? If you picked mangoes before, and I'm not talking about the hand, like the long stick thingy. If you use the stick, oh my God, no problems. But if you don't use the stick and use your hands and a ladder, oh my God, mango rash is a real thing. And I didn't know about it until I picked a lot of mangoes, like hundreds of mangoes. And my arms were like horrible. I was just like, this is no amount of mangoes are worth this. So yeah, mangoes. Mangoes give me anxiety for that reason. If peppers are a fruit, I don't know if they are, because tomatoes are a fruit, so maybe peppers are. Peppers are fruit. Peppers also give me anxiety. I keep forgetting to wear gloves when I handle peppers. You think I'd learn? I don't. I just keep handling peppers sans gloves, which, that's more on me than the peppers. I guess it's also more on me than the mangoes, too. But yeah, those are my answers. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Good morning, Kay. How are you feeling this morning? I'm feeling so much better. So I've been here since mid-September, and you talk about movies a lot, and it seems like you know the ins and outs of Hollywood. So my question is, do you work in the movie industry? If so, what's your occupation in the movie industry? So I used to. I am not working in the industry anymore. I've worked in the industry for a hot minute. Mostly by choice. I was a mercenary, kind of, when I worked in the industry. I did a lot of different things. I did a bunch of directing, mostly on the script side. I liked doing script doctoring. That was, like, my favorite thing in the world to do. I loved getting scripts and making them better. That was a joy. I worked in a bunch of writers' rooms, not like as a permanent fixture, but kind of coming in as like one-offs for episodes and stuff. I did a bunch of stuff, but it was mostly on the writing, producing, directing end of the spectrum. Very limited producing. Oh my God, I was a bad producer. Mostly directing and writing, and directing was also, yeah, I mean, I can do it. I just didn't like doing it. It's just so much stress and so much anxiety. I didn't need it. So writing was where I was happiest, because writing with a director who I could get along with was my favorite place to be, especially one that I could be like, oh man, I think this shot makes a lot of sense and we can shoot this coverage and stuff. And he'd be like, yeah, I'm down for that. And we work with a DP. Yeah, that's my dream. Very rarely does that ever happen. Usually you write a script and people just go, okay, thanks. And that's about it. But yeah. So yeah, that's the extent of my film stuff. But yeah, I was basically a mercenary when I was working. So I was kind of doing freelance and popping in and out on jobs and wherever I was really needed. So yeah, thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Kayla asks, good morning, Kay. Coming from a plane somewhere over Iowa. Interesting. Flying today has me wondering, what do you typically wear when you travel? I hope you had a good holiday. Much love. I usually am in sweats because I want to be comfortable. Like, sweats and a hoodie. Oh, my God. Because planes get cold. You want to be comfy. Transatlantic flights? Hell yeah. Because you just want to be comfy. You just want to be comfortable and you want to be, like, you want to be presentable and comfortable. That's the goal. Yeah. Like, if I'm flying, like, commuter for something for work and I have to be dressed up, I'll dress up. But, like, that's because I have to be somewhere. But most of the time, if I'm flying somewhere, I'm flying somewhere to go to a hotel the first night. I am, I've learned my lesson. I am a travel day person. So if I'm traveling, I'm not doing anything else. We're just traveling and that's it. And then the next day, I'll actually deal with whatever I got to deal with. But the first day, I'm just going to, that's a travel day. Anyway, yeah, the answer is sweats. So thank you for the question, Kayla. I really appreciate it. Let us see. Jackets over hoodies ass. What is your go-to meal when you're either sick or hungover? Oh, man. So when I'm sick, soups are... It's like the only time I'm really enjoying chicken noodle soup. Maybe cereal. Probably a lot of cereal. So it's usually a lot of cereal. Like dry Cheerios and stuff. And then in terms of when I'm hungover, that's a whole different beast. I want greasy food. I want like McDonald's. I want breakfast food when I'm hungover. Oh my God, give me some good breakfast. A good American breakfast is all I need. Give me some bacon, some hash browns, some pancakes, a lot of coffee and orange juice and apple juice. Give me three juices. A lot of bacon, just as much bacon as you can humanly give me. I'm like Ron Swanson. Yeah, when I'm hungover, I'm just Ron Swanson. Whatever Ron Swanson would eat for breakfast, that's what you should give me. You should feed me as much pancake, bacon, oh, French toast, holy shit. Yeah, just give me greasy food. That's all I want when I'm hungover. But yeah, thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. I really, really appreciate jacket over hoodies. Although it is hoodies over jackets. But I'll let it slide. And with that brings us to the end of Get to Know Night. If you have a question and you'd like it to be answered, feel free. There should be a link down in the doobly-doo. You can ask me whatever you like. If it's a not safe for a question, though, I highly recommend jumping over and looking for the not safe or the naughty Get to Know Night. There you can ask me whatever not safe or questions you want, and I'll answer them over there. Anyway, I've been Knight. I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your day, and I will talk to you later.